It's Boss Bear Radio, episode 105. My name is Griffin Hoffman, and with me this week is Andrew Poppin.
Good evening.
Matthew Lake.
Hello.
And Ryan is Fielder.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing. You guys doing? We're doing?
I'm hungry.
I just noticed the two-stage cold activation. That's pretty...
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it says, if it's blue, then you know it's cold. Mm-hmm. And if it's also blue,
then it's
you know
cold.
It's super cold.
I think it's... Yeah.
The top one, or the bottom one, gets warmer first. That's how it works.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. When the mountains turn blue, it's as cold as the Rockies.
It's a hypercolor can bottle.
Like the top of the Rockies, not the bottom of the Rockies. The Rockies are, temperate climate.
An arid atmosphere.
Sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's not.
There's mountains.
Only when the mountains are blue.
So beer, guys.
So yeah, how's it going, everybody? welcome back.
Yeah, okay. It's been a while, hasn't it? Forever. We took some time off for
forever.
Illness, personal reasons, the odd weekend weather here in the...
In which I totaled my truck.
Yeah, it should be when the mountains are blue. It's as cold as fucking Iowa.
Yeah, speaking of icy mountains, we've actually had snow once this year, and now everybody's flipping their shit.
Yeah, well, we were supposed to get 1 inch of snow that night, a whole inch.
And wait.
What we did get was 8.
Yeah.
Thought it was that, yeah.
And then last night we were supposed to get 6 and we got none.
Freezing rain.
Yeah. They know what they're doing, guys.
Dude, that is the best job ever, right?
Just so you know, I work with a significant
asshole
number of meteorologists, and all of them get super sensitive about
really
about people like making fun of their job and like, oh, it must be nice to be able to go to work and be wrong every day. And like, I don't know. It's funny. I mean, I don't disagree with you, but you should say that to a meteorologist and see what happens.
They probably don't even go to school.
So. Turns out they hear that
a
lot.
Bunch of dropouts.
I would imagine that you do hear that quite a bit as a meteorologist.
Yeah.
It's really funny constant when somebody starts talking about the weather because you know you can like count down like 5, 4, 3, 2. Meteorologist interjection from across the room. Like,
well, actually, what a nerd.
It's called a retrograde storm when it moves from east to west, so...
Man, that's really... not even funny.
I feel like the equivalent as, like, a server would be somebody takes an order and, yeah, I'll take the burger and you just bring out pasta and say, you know, no, that's what you ordered.
Oh, well...
That's it.
Well, my favorite forecast is...
Oops.
...is when it was just... I think it was all Sunday. It was, like, 50% chance of snow. It's like, really?
Yeah.
A 50% chance.
You're gonna
so,
throw a
so that's
point in
yes
the air
or a no. That's yep. Either it could be snowing or it might not be snowing.
50-50.
Yep. Isn't that kind of the probability of every duality?
You would yeah. Like,
I could die on my way to work or I could not.
Does that mean that there's no other weather patterns that are in the equation that day? Like if it's a 30% chance of snow, then does that it's a 20% chance of tornadoes? And then 50% chance of nothing?
You could break up the other 50% into, like, there's a 1% chance of apocalypse.
Yeah. And I imagine you always factor that in.
I feel like that's part of the meteorologist's job.
50% chance of apocalypse. A little rain.
There's always the oh shit quotient.
Yeah.
Just like,
we were really wrong today, guys. Guess the world ended.
How do you think they feel going into work the next day when they were completely wrong the day before?
I don't think it bothers them.
They get a paycheck,
well,
so
actually,
they probably don't care.
That's another thing that these meteorologists people talk about is that on days like these, they probably don't go back into work. They've probably been there all night because they have to, keep it up to date, and they still have to do those check-ins every half an hour. Like they
I think it's conspiracy.
Thing. Yeah.
I mean, like...
Just like Sandy Hook.
Yeah, man.
God.
Like they knew something we didn't, man. Like they're creating fear amongst the masses. Did you see the snow yourself? Did you see the bodies?
There was 6 inches in the air.
Snowy little caskets.
Okay. And I forgot, what was this video game? This video game podcast, right? Yeah.
Not anymore.
now it's
off the rails.
Jesse Ventura has co-opted our podcast.
He's next week.
So it's been a while. And
did you see the bodies?
There's a million things to talk about on this next generation.
That's true.
Podcast.
We haven't talked about that.
The new generation is here.
What do you think?
It's already here.
We are the new generation. I'm announcing this as our new generation of podcast.
Ah, okay. Hey, you know what else is a new generation?
You got enough room on your thing? Okay.
I'm fine. All right. Fine.
What else is a new generation?
Well, I noticed that there's this PlayStation 4 thing I've been hearing a lot about.
But they didn't show the box.
They didn't show the box. People only seen the controller. Right?
Yeah. Do you guys watch it at all?
I did. I don't care.
Matt and I watched it.
I watched it. I was impressed.
Yeah, me too. Because
I didn't expect them to show that many games.
And there were the games that
there was like eight.
Were there any
That's how many exclusive? There are.
Well, do you want to run through it quick, Matt?
Can't remember all the names. There's like, that one game from the presenter on stage.
Oh, I mean, like from start to finish of the entire show.
Oh, well, they got the tech stuff out of the way right in the beginning. Yeah. They were talking about like, oh, it's going to have, 8 gigs of DDR5, and we have this x86 processor and this, I can't remember the graphics processing unit, but...
I think at the show they just said it was like a high-end PC GPU. Yeah.
It will have the ability to blow your mind. It's like literally give your mind the blowjob.
A single-chip custom processor, low-power x86 64 Jaguar.
Okay.
Wow.
Graphics core next engine.
If it doesn't do that when you start it up every time, I'm going to be pretty disappointed.
Yeah, well... You never know, because you won't have to start it up every time. That's one of the features.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, it's just supposed to be on all the time, downloading new crap.
Like an iPhone, you just turn it off, turn it on from standby.
It's funny. That sounds a lot like a feature on the Wii.
Nobody played that. Come on. Wii?
That's so weird. I feel like that was a feature from 6 years ago.
Wait, what was the feature?
The always on, always downloading, updating thing while you're sleeping. That's a Wii thing.
Oh, because that goddamn light is on all the time? That was the worst.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yep. That's what the PS4
I believe
is
that's
do.
Called standby mode in Xbox terms.
Is it?
Yeah. Wait, you confused. Can do that on the Xbox.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I didn't know that.
So, super not new.
But it's a good feature that you can just immediately hit the power button and resume straight back into a game. Right. It's not like if you stop playing.
That's true. You can, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll basically shut everything down, keep it all in like a low power RAM, so and then boot it back up, and you can go right back into
the
your
top
game.
Of your phone.
It is exactly the iPhone model. Yes.
Was it
yes.
somebody? I think one of you guys predicted that they were going to release this controller with like the InstaShare button thing.
I think everyone kind of said
What do you guys think?
So you want to talk a bit about the controller before we go? All the way into the share
I'm
part
sorry,
of it?
I didn't
sure.
get...
They no, that's like, okay. Bring us to the next point.
They showed the controller. It has a little screen on it, but they didn't actually show the screen in action at the
I
conference.
Yeah, that was weird.
It just looked like the controller, actually.
It's a touchpad that's on the front of the controller. Mm-hmm. The controller is also going to have a share button and an options button.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has microphone jack. It has
like
dimpled
Xbox.
D-pad or dimpled... analog sticks.
What? Like an Xbox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And then what's it has the motion controller light on the front of it, so it can be sensed by its dual.
Yeah, it's a Wii
video. It's stereo.
It's the PlayStation Move
without the ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which was the best part. Like, let's be real. Put an ice cream cone. You can attach it to a gun.
Hey, you know,
attach it to it. Like
if it's not going to affect the cost of the controller, then so be it. Add more crap.
That controller looks
have
so
we,
pretty. It's going to be like 60
have
bucks.
We decided it's not going to affect the cost of the controller?
No. It will, probably.
Yeah.
It's going to. I mean, what are the controllers right now?
I'm going to screw third-party controllers.
Controllers are $54,
$55. I don't have a PlayStation, so that's how much they are.
Same
right
thing
now.
As an Xbox controller.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would imagine.
And then, Andy, you had said one of the features is you can just... The system is always... compressing video and basically archiving it for like a 15-minute buffer. So at any time you can hit the share button on the controller, it'll push whatever video you have up to some cloud, and then you can push that out to anybody, like a Ustream channel or your PlayStation friends, and say like, hey, check me out, I'm playing this game.
Yep. Because that's a... Now, just let's... What
I
percentage
like
of
like
do
that.
You think of the PlayStation
hardcore gamers will
market
use that.
Base uses
I think,
that?
I think more than you think.
I guess there's people, there's like it's all over YouTube, really. But
yeah, but when it's right there and you can do it over your PlayStation.
Yes. I don't know. I'm not good enough at games for any for me to want to see anybody to see.
What if you run into like a weird bug?
Yeah.
That's true, but that's a weird reason to build something into your system to be able to highlight
like,
its bugs.
I did that all the time with like Call of Duty online multiplayer stuff where you could just watch your episodes and then show your friends.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I guess I'm just so bad that I don't want anybody to ever see my games ever.
Well, I think that most people at this point they do want to have the ability to show their games off to people. Like, it's been baked into a lot of video games. Like, all Call of Duty games have match recording. You know, fighting games have that ability to record the matches and push them up to some server, but it's all internal. Uh-huh. Now, if that's always going to be on through the system, they're basically cutting YouTube out, you know, from the beginning, like saying, hey, use our service instead of going.
Is it
going
to go to the PlayStation Network exclusively, or can you? I mean, I can't believe that they're going to cut YouTube out. That it's not going to be worked around immediately.
No, what it sounds like is it's you hit that button to share, and then it basically is like a tweet that says, hey, look at my stuff. This is this video that I'm posting. Come and watch me play live. And then that blasts out to all your friends on your friends list.
Oh, cool.
Or you can probably sing it through Facebook and then it'll be a Facebook post that's like, hey, look at me do this thing. And then if you want, you know, you can probably still archive it and upload it to YouTube too.
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
Because they're working with Ustream as well as a third party, so I don't think they're adverse to working with third parties.
Speaking of third parties, that's going to be a difficult controller for people to for Mad Cats to get on.
Really.
I like
they're just going to be taking old.
I like that
cones.
Controller style though because it does look bigger.
Yep. I've
the controller looks sexy.
Six axis is too small.
Like I haven't been turned on by a PlayStation controller for a long time. But,
since the first PlayStation,
not since the
basically.
Cord.
This one got me going.
Got the juices flowing.
Yep.
Huh? That's I don't feel that way.
So after Mark Cerny and talked a bit about the hardware and the controller and all that good stuff, what's his name? David Perry of Gaikai came out and talked about the streaming services and the cloud services that aren't yet in effect. So as time goes on, they're going to roll out this Gaikai cloud service where you can stream games through your system. So instead of like playing a demo, you're streaming this game through a server.
Which makes sense. That's where we need to. That's where it's going, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then he specifically said after it, like, this is going to take some time.
Right.
It sounds awesome, but I just don't think that the infrastructure is there yet for that to happen.
But it's what Steam's doing, isn't it? And
Valve.
And Steam.
What is that? Ouya.
This is
Gameplay.
This is,
Gameplay is streaming them.
You're thinking of OnLive. OnLive is a service where you basically are playing a game on a really high-end computer at a different location, and you're just using your internet connection to control that game from a distance away.
Right.
That's what this would be doing.
Yes.
But the internet isn't strong enough to really facilitate that for millions of
scale.
Users.
Yeah.
It would probably work in like South Korea or Japan, but definitely not here.
Right. Kansas with your Google Fiber. Yeah. Fucking assholes.
Kansas City.
What the shit?
Sorry. I'm moving next year.
Like all this cursing just happens to me.
Goddamn
fucking Kansas Google Fiber.
The Gaikai thing sounds like it is the pie in the sky next sort of thing. Like your console becomes a service more than it is an actual box. Like that sounds great.
They're doing that because they're afraid that consoles are going to go away. I mean, all it takes is who's making a console or allegedly making a console?
Valve?
Is it Nvidia? No, Valve.
Mm-hmm. Steam making the Ouya.
Fuck that thing.
Stop saying that word.
Like, right? There's been rumors that other third parties have been working on game streaming for a while now.
There's been some, but none of them have been successful because they just can't get the infrastructure right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So this is PlayStation hedging their bets and or, you know, looking forward,
like,
I guess.
Just to give you an idea, like, I don't know how far AOL is in the world, but they were making hundreds of million dollars still on dial-up.
Yeah.
Which is
They're
crazy.
They're still
to
doing
me.
That?
Yes. Really? They made like $300 million on dial-up.
I'd actually be curious to see how much money they're making on PlayStation 2 still, because I guarantee you they are.
Are there still dial-up modems?
Sony? Yeah.
Yeah, they are still making money on Big PlayStation money. 2.
I'm still, there's still
dial-up
modems?
That might be international,
modems?
But...
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know...
But there's a lot of people who don't have internet. They don't have the money for it, so they have to go to their library or something.
Yeah.
Right. I mean... To transfer the whole thing from an actual disc-based system to a download-only, this seems like the first step.
Yeah.
Where it's like your thing becomes a service, like an Amazon-style video or Netflix-style service where or iTunes, where you know, you're going on it and you're purchasing this thing and it sticks to your name forever, and then you're basically just pulling this information off their server onto whatever device you have.
What's the difference? I'm confused. Isn't that just what Xbox Live is?
Well, this is like...
Like when I buy a game on Xbox Live?
But you
have
download
that
it.
On your console.
Right. Yeah.
This is streaming.
This is cloud.
Constantly.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. This is like Netflix. Like if you go on Netflix, you don't own the movie you're watching. You're just watching it. Yeah. So it'd be like if you went on your PlayStation 4 and you wanted to play Darksiders 2,
yes.
You would be playing it, but you would never actually own that game.
Right.
That brings up all sorts of things like, can I play this game for an hour? Can I pay $10 to check this game out?
You know? Well, that's something they mentioned they'd have. It was just a gigantic, unlimited demo library.
Yeah.
Every game ever is going to have a demo for it. Yeah. Any new games are going to have a demo for it. Like, everything will be playable for free for a while.
Like, can I get an hour and beat this game or something, you know? Like...
They're not going to do that.
I don't think so.
You're gonna finish a level, and they're going to be like, all right, buy the game, you know, like they always do.
Yeah. It'll probably just be like a normal demo that you would download, but then it's through a streaming service.
Did you like this demo? Buy the full game.
Stream some more crap.
Yeah.
Right.
Try this one.
Do you want to see what happens next? We know you do.
The other thing they said that was really awesome was there's going to be an ancillary processor that is just existing to manage downloads, so you can be downloading something while you're playing something else, or you can start and they're going to front load their downloads, so you start downloading something and then you're able to play it in while it's still downloading.
So it's like downloading a song off iTunes,
yeah, just
and
like
you can
iTunes.
Listen to the song as
when you
download
yeah.
you buffer enough of that stuff and then
right
shit gets rough.
It probably won't work for patches, though, will it?
I don't know.
Because, like, a patch has to, patch
a game. It completely reworks the game.
Yeah,
so
patches don't take very long anyway. I've never been bothered by a patch. And be like, oh,
yeah, you're right, but they also have solved that with PlayStation Plus, where it's like, it patches overnight. Right.
Well, if you think about this, the way it's going to be happening is it's going to be always on, always looking for updates. So if that
what about day one patches?
It's our what you're gonna be there waiting for the patch, just like sitting there at your.
Yes,
I mean,
some
I'm
games
sure
do that currently.
People will do that,
and some games like you can't play until the patch is installed on it. Like
is
next
that
generation,
take a long
I think.
Time or something. Like I...
well, day one patches don't prevent you from playing the game, right? Like if you played Fable 3 and you didn't have the day one patch, you would still be able to play it.
So you can play it, but what if you can't play a game and download a patch at the same time and have that patch update that game while you're playing it.
You still would have to restart the system more than likely, right?
Yeah. But you could probably start playing the base level game and then it would probably download the update later. Like, you download the whole game and then that's download you're playing and then now it's like we have a patch, you need to stop playing while we get down.
Yeah, what I'm saying is it can't install the patch while you're playing the game at the same time.
Probably not.
Yeah,
that's kind of ridiculous. That would run into some buggy things.
Yes,
right,
that's my point.
Analyzing this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, Andy.
I was sitting there for like 5 minutes and was like, oh my God.
Shut
okay.
up, nerds.
Super don't care.
So after they discussed that little bit, then they started showing off some games, right?
Actually, I think they talked about, maybe this was during the game part, but they were saying that your friends could play the game for you.
Oh, yeah, the sharing portion.
Which seemed
odd. I can't get through this part? Here, Timmy,
beat this part for me?
That doesn't seem great. That's weird.
Does that happen a lot? Sounded like the pie in the sky sort of like got what the things Gaikai could do.
Uh-huh.
Because what does that even mean? Is it like, what if my friend doesn't have the game that I'm playing?
Right.
Does that mean that then
probably,
I'm like...
I'm guessing, just scenario, is you can just say, here, you now have the controls, and you can watch your friend play your game, and you have no control over it on your screen.
Like that's remote my desktop. Guess.
But is it timed? Is it
until
level?
You hit? Until you hit, I can't, or like you hit stop or something.
So
you can just play your game.
No.
Okay. The only way I could see that working would be is if the Gaikai service is so expensive that it is covering the cost of my game, the game that I could be loaning out to a friend through share streaming
so
it to them.
It's going to cost at least $120. Like
you month. Would imagine no, that if that's...
Because it's only one game, you can't play it both at the same time.
Yeah, but then I could just leave my console on and let somebody else play it.
Right.
Okay. You know? Okay.
I mean, if there's no cost, if you have to, okay, if I have to pay to download the game and get access to it through Gaikai, and then I'm like, hey, Matt, I'm having trouble with this boss in Dark Souls 2. Would you help me with it?
So
hell no, I'm not playing that game.
Damn it.
So there's some kind of inhibitor every time, like every level advance, the actual owner of the game has to hit.
Then that's a pain in the fucking ass that the developers would have to build that into every game. Be like, where the streaming service says you have to.
I think it sounds kind of cool.
Yeah,
that's why they make difficulty.
A pain in the ass to hit a button.
I don't think it's something we need.
No,
that's where it's going.
No, I'm saying it's
everything.
I don't want somebody finishing my game for me. That sucks. Like,
I think it's cool that you have the option to push that out and be like, hey, check this out. Like, let's say it's a fighting game, and it's like, you need to check this out. This game's awesome. Try this, and it's like basically giving your friend a copy of a game for just a bit, and then you're like, okay. But I'm just saying, like, from a semantic or a technical side, like, how do you limit that? How do they make money off that? That just seems like there's so many ifs.
If it's all streaming, it's there already.
Yeah, but
so if you both have Gaikai.
Yes. That's,
then you both.
If you both are subscribing to Gaikai, then you both should be able to have access to it, right?
Right.
But then wouldn't that mean that Gaikai would have to be so expensive that it's covering the cost for both the games that
has
you
to
didn't
be,
buy?
Right? I mean, because, yeah, I don't know how it's going to work. I don't really care. I'm not going to buy a PS4.
But like you said, the technology is there, and they're showing it off. This
well, it's
can
not
do
there.
This.
It's not. I mean, a lot of this stuff is theoretical.
Well, yeah.
Like, this Gaikai part of it is, like, the most magical nonsense part of the
it
whole
sounds
presentation.
Like PSN is what it sounds like. They just got PSN working, sort of.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
they also talked about PSN
dreams,
for a
man.
Bit, where you're going to integrate your Facebook profile with PSN. So now, when you're friends with somebody, you don't just see their gamer profile; you see like their online profile.
Ugh.
But I think that's great. Like, I would like less faceless, you know.
Yeah.
Interaction with people.
It would help with trolls.
It wouldn't just be an avatar. Right?
Yeah. When you know that, like, oh, and you also like this stupid thing.
Right.
And,
and I think that
you're a person, and now it's harder for you to talk shit to me.
Yeah. I think I'm in the minority, though, where it's like I'm mostly friends with people that I know on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah.
And friends with people in the game. Space. So
yeah, I don't. Yeah, me too.
I'm not friends with random people that I played online.
Right.
And if I am, like, I played with them long enough that I'm like, hey,
I know you.
Your profile and not think ill of you. Like,
right. That's true.
So then they had the little developer sizzle reel, right? That was like, we think this is the greatest thing ever. This is, you know, putting the tools in our hands. And then that's when they show the games.
Yes.
There's the games.
So can you just give me a quick list and then we can talk about what you want, like in more in depth? I'm just really curious what.
No, Andy, you have
titles.
To wait. Launch titles, I don't know. The first game they showed a trailer for was Killzone Shadowfall. Shadowfall.
Skyfall. Killzone Skyfall.
Killzone Berlin Wall 2050. Like, that's what it is, basically.
Killzone Gibrone. Color and then no color.
Yes.
It looked
exactly.
Like it looked brown.
It had more color in it.
It looked colorful and then it looked brown.
Well, that was probably because of the explosion, but
yeah, and all the fire and the brown.
Yeah.
The brown.
I like it.
Really
though.
Good at brown.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
It's got a brown engine, actually, the PS4.
Yeah, there's a
dedicated brown processor.
Damn it, Harry, you beat me to it.
It's almost as if it produces brown, like, constantly. Just expels shit.
Ooh. You can like share your brown with friends.
It's really good at showing, you know, Arabs and stuff. You know,
jeez.
Hey, are Arabs not brown?
All right. Well, we're, yeah. Uh-huh. I have no comment. I have nothing to say about that.
After they showed the Killzone trailer, they showed the Bathroom Break trailer for me. Cars game,
Drive Club.
Oh,
that game's, I guess that guy's been trying to make a game for like Gran 10 Turismo. Years or something.
Yeah,
which seemed weird.
Sorry, guy.
What's it called?
Evolution Studios Drive Club.
Drive Club.
I don't know what that is.
It's about cars and driving. Like, it's like Burnout Paradise or Burnout whatever, where you're like racing and playing with each other to complete challenges as a team, but then it's racing, so I don't give a fuck.
No, that's okay. Yeah. I can talk about it.
It's first-person racing, mm-hmm. like Grand Theft Auto or Gran Turismo.
Have you been racing this whole time, by the way?
Not the entire time. I moved on to a different game, but I did end up buying Forza, so... Pretty much, yeah.
After that, they showed... what did they show, Matt?
I don't know the order, but they showed Watch Dogs.
Oh, that was the last. That was the best part. Yes. Whatever. No, like, fuck you.
I haven't seen enough.
I'm in now. I'm into Watch Dogs.
What's it? What is Watch Dogs?
Watch Dogs is...
Hacking is our weapon.
Oh, was that the Infamous game that they showed next?
No, that's Watch Dogs, like, subtitle.
About hacking.
Oh, well, then they showed Infamous, right? Because that's when Nate Fox came up and is like,
Nick Fox,
used to believe the police were there to protect us, but then I was in a peaceful demonstration and I got tear gassed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know a lot of people.
And then they showed a bunch of cameras and a weird trailer for Infamous Second Son.
Mm-hmm. So is... Yeah. All right. Never mind.
It looked like a trailer for a game that wasn't fully realized yet. It reminded me immensely of the first, what was the, Jason Heller?
Prototype.
Yeah, that's the first.
When I saw the preview for this, I was like, is that Prototype?
That's what I thought too. Yeah. It looked like a prototype. It was just black and red.
I was like,
and
so is this game
going
to be on Xbox 360 too? Or what?
So, you know, it was pretty proof of concept, like, not really showing any gameplay or anything, just, you know, new Infamous thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not Cole. Maybe Cole, though.
No, it's going to be his son.
We don't know.
It's going to be, actually, his second son.
Yeah.
The other son.
Yeah.
The less,
There was that,
Cole Jr. Jr.
Could be a Star Wars tie-in.
There was that robot game.
Could be the second
son. Oh, the first one that was shown?
Yeah, the guy who was presenting...
Mark Cerny was
Real Steel, the game.
That doesn't look that interesting.
It looked cute, like a little cutesy puzzle platformer.
That looks like a PSN game to me.
Yeah, Taz.
Big Planet or anything?
Well, Media Molecule did eventually come out on stage, but they basically just showed off like a tech demo using the Move controller.
Uh-huh.
And people were confused, like, what the hell is this and why should I care?
Right.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Assassin's Creed Black Flag?
Hey, let's not get into that yet.
We'll get into that, don't worry.
We're getting there.
What's his name? Jonathan Blow took the stage and they talked a bit about...
The Witness.
Yeah, The Witness and independent publishing, right? The
Oh, yeah.
How you can just basically publish your own games on there. Like a... Xbox
Indie
arcade or like...
Hopefully better.
Yeah. But, you know, if Blow is using that to...
Indie Arcade just does not accept any of my games. And it's really frustrating. Like, you're like, hopefully better. Yeah, I know, right? Like,
my poop from the butt game just keeps getting denied.
Nobody lets me in.
No, it's mostly garbage there. If you can sit down and make an evening of finding some just awful fun stuff to
play. Turns out most people who make amateur games make terrible amateur games.
Have you been to a Flash site in the last 10 years?
Surprise! These are awful.
They're still bad. But hopefully PlayStation does something different and supports more people with it. So,
did you like this game? Well, you'll really like my cheap knockoff of this game. And this guy's also...
just broken English from some Chinese guy.
Have you ever wished that you could play Minecraft, but like worse?
Yeah.
It's Minecraft with guns this time.
Minecraft, but like, oh, everybody's a zombie. Or...
Wait, wasn't that in Minecraft?
It's called, yeah, pretty it's much. Called Duty, but it's Minecraft. Exactly.
This time you're a zombie and all the people are...
This time you're not a zombie.
Yeah.
It's yeah. Anyway, what else they show for that little bit? Then David Cage came out and showed off Old Man Face,
mm-hmm.
and talked about polygons and said how great the future is going to be and emotion and eyeballs and bullshit.
Mm.
Square Enix showed the same trailer from E3.
The worst part.
Which didn't make any sense. That's probably a Final Fantasy
sounds
game.
Like
what people
Square
are saying,
Enix, didn't it?
Like, oh, really? The Agnes thingy, Agnes Fury, the demo that was shown.
It was just like a trailer, mostly.
Yeah, it's a demo running in engine. It's called Agnes Philosophy or something. I forget what the hell it is, and it's dumb. It's crap.
They didn't need to be there, but.
Because backstage at E3 last year, they showed that off, but then they were able to dynamically change things, like in the middle of the cutscene. It looked like a cutscene, but then they could just be like, "And now we're just going to change the guy's, give him a beard," and then they put a beard on him, and he has a beard.
Put his spiky hair on the other side.
Yeah, and they could just they're like, "Look, it's real. Like this is not just a pre-rendered cutscene. This is engine stuff."
Uh-huh.
They showed that same thing off again, and that was it. And then was it Shinji Hashimoto, the brand director of Final Fantasy, comes out on the stage like,
"Oh my god!
Please be excited for E3 this year. We'll probably show a Final Fantasy game."
Final Fantasy
13-3.
The sequel.
Yeah, that's already a thing. Reality has beaten you to that punchline.
Might be Final Fantasy Versus.
God, don't say it. That
Final
game is
Fantasy
dead.
13 Versus.
That game
it's
is
coming
dead.
Out.
No.
It's coming out.
It's Final Fantasy. They're doing the thief thing.
It's going to reboot it. We'll talk about that later. They also showed Destiny, which is a game they hope to...
Oh, yeah.
The online game, first-person shooter from
the
old Halo Bungie
game. I really
game.
Wish I had been in the meeting when they had pitched Final Fantasy 2, and somebody was like, "Wait." But
it's a brand, man.
The final, but the final one was the first one, right? So
it's a like, Final Fantasy for this group.
The
of
penultimate
characters.
Fantasy. Like after the second one, yeah, okay, I get it. It's a franchise, but like during the meeting where they pitched the second one, it's like, wait, but it wasn't the first one.
Yeah,
like,
what was the first?
The
yeah.
last
How about,
one.
What about Infinite Undiscovery? Would you have liked to have been in the meeting for the naming of that game?
Or
let's
the,
call it that just sounds like disappointment, doesn't it? Like
Infinite, yes.
You will never find anything.
Infinite Undiscovery, and you know what? It was an infinitely disappointing game.
And it still is.
That Kingdom
don't
Hearts
play this game.
Game
if you hope to do anything.
It's like Kingdom Hearts 128 over 2.
365 over
yeah,
48.
What is that? Oh, am I supposed God. To divide this? Or
I don't
is this
know.
Days?
Wait, is that
what?
The card game one?
No, it's no, an actual no. game.
No, you know what I'm talking about. The mobile Kingdom Hearts that had...
Chain of
no,
Memories?
That's Chain
yeah,
of Memories,
that had
yeah.
cards involved.
The Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds Duodecium?
Yep.
No.
You know what's really sad?
Geodesic Drift.
I played both Kingdom Hearts games.
That's right.
The first one was good.
I played both of them to the completion.
Yes.
And I would...
Now, it's that Kingdom Hearts tattoo on your ass that's a lot more embarrassing.
It's the tramp stamp of Sora.
Actually, it's just Mickey, so you can't assume it's from Kingdom Hearts. Oh. So.
It could be Epic Mickey.
No comment, but...
There's a paintbrush on the other side.
Yeah, it's going inside.
Which size?
We're not even going to talk about the Sora size shoes you left upstairs. So, clown shoes. They're called clown shoes.
So after nothing was said by Square Enix, Capcom actually came up before that and for some reason gave like what the internet is saying is the most exciting part of the press conference, showing off Panta Ray.
Wait, are you
Wait,
talking
is
about
that
Dragon's
just a
Manta
Ray with pants?
What's that?
Are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about, but.
What you talking about, Andy?
He said Panta Ray, and all I just got was like a manta ray wearing like dungarees.
Oh, it's a manta and a panda. Panting. God.
Panda Ray.
Jesus Christ.
They showed off their new engine called Pantaray, and it's supposed to be like super crazy bananas nuts. And they showed a game working titled Deep Down.
Which that's the game, yeah.
Didn't look like a game to me, but looked like the most eye-opening and mind-blowing thing people have seen forever. And
okay. In forever?
It looked like a bunch of bullshit to me. Mm. It looked like a Capcom cutscene that somebody had put like a menu to with sword icons in it. And you're like, this. Nobody's playing this. Nobody's actually controlling this. This is bullshit.
Huh.
But it looked awesome. So if in fact it was playable, like, hey, I'm in. That was really incredible. It just didn't look like anything was real. Hmm. Yeah. Some people think it might be what was it, Matt?
Dragon's Dogma.
Yeah,
2,
Dragon's Dogma.
Which
Deep
I don't.
Down.
I don't.
DD.
Think, yeah.
Conspiracy.
Dragon's Dogma.
That's the industry. Sorry.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, a lot of games I either haven't heard of or have no interest in.
But then there's Destiny, which I'm excited for.
Yeah, this was also announced like a week before
yeah,
the PS4 thing. So this is a Bungie game. First person shooter. It was giant world that it has a Star Wars size girth to its fiction.
That's really ambitious.
Yeah.
They say they want to leave it, like keep updating it with DLC for like 10 years.
So like an MMO kind of thing?
Kind basically. Of.
Is it an MMO?
It sounds like yeah. Bungie is trying to make the next
Oh yeah, this
thing.
Is that Bungie thing that my the next I think what? My brother told me it looks just a lot like Halo.
It's supposed to be the next big thing, like how do games function in the future?
Uh-huh.
Like this, where
how pretentious.
Sorry. Yeah. Where basically you pay for a subscription for life and you buy the game and then you're instead of DLC it's like this game you don't
never
sell
ends.
It. It never ends. Like, it's an MMO that's not, secretly not an MMO
that you have to keep paying for. Or how does
who
that
knows?
Work?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think
maybe
you'll have to.
Only if you want. I don't know.
What if you? Well, yeah. What if it was just like a lifetime contract? You had no choice. Yeah. You're like you're just gonna get this sent to your house every.
You
like,
bought the game.
Every 6 months
updating.
You're gonna get this disc. We don't care what you do with it, but we're gonna. Get
oh, so it's
disc.
Like an Xbox Live membership.
Yeah.
Yep. You actually can't get rid of it.
And putting it on pause.
Matt, what excites you so much about the Bungie game?
It's made by Bungie.
I like first-person shooters. I like sci-fi, so that's a good combo.
I'm
like
right
the
there with you.
I like
they
the
make,
idea
they
of...
They make some of those already, though. Like, so
not all of them good. Bungie actually has a proven track record. I kind of want a game that I can constantly play, but I don't want to play or pay a monthly fee for an MMO. Plus, a lot of MMOs seem like a steep learning curve.
How can...
There's Dust 514.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in that.
I'm just...
I disagree, but I understand how it might seem that way from somebody who doesn't play a lot of them.
Play a lot of what?
Of MMOs. Well, it's a steep learning curve, but they start you slow every time.
Yeah, I guess. It
anyway,
just seems like... I don't know.
You may finish what you were saying, and I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I don't have a problem playing for DLC in a game that I enjoy.
Right.
And the fact that, you know, I can maybe get a couple friends and then just play with them online, that seems fine. I don't think they're going to have, like, 100 people on at the same time. It's just going to be, like, you and your friends, mostly. But, I don't know. It's just, I like first-person shooters. It seems like it's going to be, like, an open, wide world, like a Fallout or an Oblivion.
Huh.
So...
Is it Halo-y?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Everyone. No.
But to be fair, if you show a shooter in space versus aliens...
And there's purple and green in it.
Yeah,
it's
Halo-y, and that's not anybody's fault.
Is there armor?
Halo is a big thing.
There's armor, and the guns are really big.
Right.
Halo.
I don't think it looks anything like Halo.
Okay. And that said, I would play the shit out of a open-world MMO Halo. Like,
what appeals to me about it is if they're to actually make this multiple device interaction with it worthwhile. So, like, recently, Hunter has got me really hooked on Clash of Clans for the iPhone.
Uh-huh.
And
that game's fun.
Yeah. If that could be tied with, like, Ni No Kuni, and in my day-to-day time, like, I could be doing that same sort of like micromanaging Facebook Farmville crap, but I'm raising characters in a game that I actually give a shit about.
That'd be
like,
cool.
I would like that. So if you could tie those things together, like, and I could be playing, when I'm not playing my first person shooter, I could be like managing resources to get extra bonus points for something, like, hell yeah. And if it's as fun as something like Clash of Clans is, then that's great. Like, that, I would be totally into that. I'm not saying that, like, you know, I just need something else to be doing that ties into this game. Like, it still needs to be fun and addicting, like Clash of Clans is. But if that tied into a crazier, bigger world right. of a game that I had more interest in, then I would be more apt to be playing Absolutely. It and following it all the time.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, man.
No, because okay. I don't have a smartphone, so I don't really do that stuff.
Then you can get Facebook.
You're going to have
I don't
a
have Facebook.
You can get it, though.
I don't need it.
Going to.
But what if you could get Destiny points?
I don't care.
What if you get
Destiny points?
Unless I could play,
well,
like, the first-person shooter on Facebook with the same kind of graphics, then yeah.
Maybe you'll
would...
be able to plug your smartphone into your PlayStation 4 controller.
What if you could get more bullets?
It's no. Sold.
Because
yeah. there's going to be laser weapons and be infinite.
What if you okay, get what more if laser cartridges?
What if you, yeah. What if you get more thermal clips?
No, I don't think so. Right. Now, if they said if I got achievements. Yeah. Then we're right. talking.
So after the Destiny was like the last thing they showed in the entire event for games. So going back just a few steps beforehand, they did show Sleeping Dogs, which has been the
no.
second.
No.
No. No,
they
no,
didn't show a Sleeping no. Dogs.
No, God, I've been doing this all month.
You mean Watch Dogs?
Yeah, Watch Dogs.
Maybe it's a tumor.
Some kind of dogs. They had dogs there, and the dogs were doing something. The Watch Dogs.
They were either watching or sleeping.
I couldn't tell. I was. I don't
they
know.
Were watching you while you slept.
You know terrifying. What they say about watching dogs? You should let them sleep and. I don't know. That was funnier in my head. I'm really sorry about that.
Nailed it.
Do you have a tumor?
Yeah.
What about Drive Club?
Yeah,
we talked about that.
Yeah, that was the crappy sleeping.
Who cares about cars?
One where I left. Sleeping Dogs, though, right? No,
Watch Dogs.
But God damn it, I'll never be able to get this.
Yeah, it was Watch
all right.
Dogs.
Don't hurt yourself.
I don't know. It's just Watch Dogs looks. Like, it was shown at the Ubisoft press conference in E3 last year, and everybody was going to, like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. But I was like, I'm not sold yet. Like, it looked fake. And now that they had the open-ended demo of a dude running through streets, like, going through missions, like, I've rewatched that trailer, like, 4 or 5 times, and goddamn, that looks so good.
I still need to see more.
It looks like the game that I always wanted, which would be Assassin's Creed, but you're playing as Desmond. Like, it is a real yes. world. There's people around you. You're running around. You have special powers. You can climb walls and shit.
It's going to happen.
Can you climb walls?
Yeah. You can climb fences. You can climb ladders and walls. You can't, like, grab little handholes and
fences,
shit.
Fences, ladders, and
you
walls.
You should just make a world yeah. called, or a game called World Climb. Which is, there's no objective. You're just like, man,
I've already
made proud.
I tried to make it, but it was denied from Xbox
World,
Indie Arcade.
World Climb.
World Climb. It's copyright issues.
Parkour, the video game.
Dog's game looks amazing. Like, I'm fully on board now with being totally obsessed with it. And it was a great trailer. It just, like, that is
hacking
so
is
good.
Your weapon.
Hacking, not so much. Seems it's just like you have abilities. To, you press buttons and then you get powers and shit.
Well, you have to hack to get those powers.
Yeah, like you can change the stoplight.
Yeah,
that's your power. That's magic. So they ended the press conference with just saying like this is going to be coming out in holiday 2013.
That's what I thought. Yeah,
just the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
Do you remember the jump from, like, PlayStation 2 to PlayStation 3 or Xbox from Xbox 360? Like, do you remember, like, that moment you sat down and went, holy crap, I have to have this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had that yet. Have you?
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. from PlayStation 2. I had PlayStation 2 and I went to 360.
Right. Like the difference between this current generation and the previous generation, yes, I was really excited for the new ones. I have yet to be super, like, insanely got
I'm wondering. Yeah, that's what I'm asking right now. Next generation. Is this going to happen?
Like, you know what's going to happen? I heard a rumor that Microsoft is going to show their console in April.
Uh-huh.
To get all the momentum for E3.
You hear these rumors. This is not the first time that you've heard a rumor that's been true. You have to tell me this right now. This is
It was probably Wall Street Journal or The Guardian or something that said it. Yeah. But
Microsoft reserved a domain name for like something or bookmarked some time frame or reserved some conference center or something. Bruni.
And I heard that at that conference they may show Fallout 4, love Fallout.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
And if they show that, I will be like, oh, I need to play this. Like,
that'd be exciting.
But I mean,
so are they going to come out on the same day?
Do you think is it just that exclusive?
It won't be.
If it's not exclusive, do you care still?
No, that'll just get me excited for the next generation because I like Fallout so much. Okay. I thought that game was great.
But like, I remember being psyched about the PS3 and be like, the six asses.
Pretty much.
Like, I was super excited for that Dragon game, and I never played it.
Yeah, that game sucked.
Yeah, it turned out it sucked.
But it looked pretty.
But it got me excited for
That's what I'm talking about. The visual overhaul.
Dragon's Lair.
Lair.
L-A-I-R.
Oh, okay.
It was a launch day.
I was not interested in that.
Right.
That
was really bad.
I was excited to fly a dragon with my controller and never ended up doing it, actually.
Have you ever heard about this product called Wonderbook, Andy? You might be into that, too, if you're looking to fly dragons with your controller.
I have never done that. No, I don't know what this is.
Okay. Well, you need to talk about it later. It has a QR code in it. You can be Harry Potter.
Okay.
I'm talking about that visual overhaul with from PlayStation 2 to PlayStation 3 that just like made you go, what?
Yeah. I know what you're saying because I distinctly remember it from 2 to 3. But I think with this, it's going to be less of a giant leap. Like I think since games on the PS3 are looking so good, and oftentimes when we do see trailers and stuff of games for PS3, it's already running on PCs that have been amped up. So I think that it's not going to be for another year or two until you finally see that gap really widen out to a point where you're like, this could never be done.
Right.
Yeah. Once the PlayStation 4 has been out for a while and they've had the experience to deal with it and everything, then maybe we'll start seeing some stuff that we couldn't see on previous generations.
I mean, I think right now you're already seeing it, but it's more subtle, where it's like, look at these particle effects. Isn't that interesting? Oh,
that's what perhaps you would like this open world. Generation.
Look at this AI. This is fascinating. Yeah, we are able to retain all this.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's what the press conference is about.
Between 2 and 3, it was like, look how much better Perfect Dark Zero looks. Right. Which was, like, I know, that was the thing about the last generation's launch games is all of them were terrible.
I know. It was Dynasty Warriors, which I was like, I need a PS3.
Right.
Like, I was like, there's so many guys on the screen.
Yeah.
When did Condemned come out?
That was a PlayStation, or Xbox controller.
2006?
Did like, that come out? That
Condemned, I thought, was a PS2 game.
No,
that was Xbox 360 game.
Is that a launch title?
What am I thinking of?
Yes.
That was a good game for a launch title.
I don't think it was a launch title.
I'm going to say yes.
No,
not within 2 months of release.
Right, it was that Kami, right, that shape-shifting chick.
Yeah.
What was the one with the plants?
With the what?
It was maybe, was it Kami?
Yeah, I think
like,
so.
Where you
she
could
turned
be,
into like a bunch of different stuff, and she was, could it be was like very a, green and like cartoony.
A tumbleweed. You could a boxing tumbleweed was one of them. I remember.
I don't know. This was still long before I ever played any next gen consoles. I didn't play a next gen console until they were 4 years old. So,
well, yeah, I don't think you'll see.
I was in college and poor.
Yeah.
I'm not. And it came out 2005.
So my other question is
November.
What about PlayStation 4 offline?
Good question.
Is that going to work? Like, can you even have a PlayStation 4 without an internet connection?
There'll be disc drives. You can buy your games and put them in your Blu-ray disc.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all there is?
Put them in your slot.
Well, I mean, That is all there is. Like it will play the games you go to the store and buy.
It doesn't transform into anything. You know?
Just like if you go and you buy an iPhone, you're like, I don't want a data plan.
Yeah.
I just want it to make phone calls.
Yeah. Which is a bit weird, but...
Like, I mean, if you're going to go buy a high-end system and you're not going to like get all the bells and whistles on it, then like you may as well just go play an older system, you know? What's the point?
Anyway, so yeah, PS4, that's this thing that happened.
It was. So let's move on from PS4 talk. Matt, you mentioned Xbox 360 or Xbox thing coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you guys, like, since you didn't watch the press conference or anything,
yes,
what would you want to hear?
What would I want to hear from Xbox?
Yeah, like, Andy, you specifically said you're not in on the PS4 thing. Matt, you saw it and you're kind of into a PS4. Ryan, I think you don't really give a shit, but you're ready to ride the hype train. So what is it going to be to launch you guys off?
I'm not interested in the PS4 because I feel like since the release of the PS3, Sony has been going in a direction that might, while not necessarily irrelevant, is just not of interest to me, really. Whereas the Xbox is going in a direction that makes sense to me and is useful to me and interesting. Like, I don't know. Maybe because Xbox just did it first and they did it better than everybody else, the whole Xbox Live thing.
Mm-hmm.
But so consequently, I'm in their camp now.
So
and I'm not opposed to considering the idea. What would you say?
The PlayStation Network still going to be free?
I don't know. Probably not. I can't imagine that it would be. It was a mistake to make it free in the first place.
I don't think that was a mistake at all. I think that was one of the only things that kept them afloat.
Yes, that's true. Do you think if it had been a paid service, they would have made it work from day one?
I don't. I mean, I think your definition of working is at large here.
Not crash.
What do you mean? It didn't crash either. Like,
well, it shut down for a while.
You could. It had bugs, but so did the Xbox. You know, it just...
Yeah.
If you're saying, like, it lacks certain features that the Xbox had, then sure. Like, yeah, it didn't have the parity, but, you know, for a free service, for the ability to go play a game online with anybody no matter what, all you need is an internet connection, that's better than an Xbox because you have to have that paid service.
Right.
As time has gone on, Xbox has squandered that trust,
yes,
which people have been paying for years for their service, and it's like, well, now what does the service become? Basically, it is the minimum, it's the standard, and it's full of fucking ads. You're not actually getting anything more by having Xbox Live than if you were to have not Xbox Live.
I would disagree with that.
Well, you can't play with people online.
That's exactly how I have been, actually, for the past few months, you know?
Well, you can't play with people online.
That's the only thing that I miss about it.
And if you had a PlayStation 3, you could play with people online.
Yeah. Well, I use my Xbox as my media center, which is why I need Xbox Live. So I'm using Amazon, Netflix,
you could also
Hulu
have
Plus.
A PlayStation 3 and have all of those things.
Do they do
apps
on the PS3?
Yeah, you could have everything that is on the Xbox, but without paying Xbox Live on PS3. Right now, that is what is there.
Yeah.
Okay. You can have Amazon, you can have Netflix, you can have their service where you can rent movies just like...
Does PlayStation 3 have a full-out web browser?
They used to. I don't know if you can have that anymore.
So where is that? When is that coming?
Fucking use a web browser on your console?
I'm just saying. I don't have a home console.
True, I haven't done it yet.
I don't have a computer.
If I lived alone, I would be using that thing for porn.
If I had a selection to make of Xbox 360 or PlayStation 4 or whatever consoles, and I could get an actual web browser, that would be a very high selling point.
You have a phone, don't you?
Yeah. But
my biggest stumbling block between PS3 and Xbox is that I can't do six-axis controller. I can't do DualShock. It just doesn't fit my hand. Right. So if I just buy a third-party controller, which... may be difficult for them to pull off now with this new one, at least initially.
Well, the new one looks bigger.
With an asymmetrical layout, then I would be fine.
It's not going to be asymmetrical. It's going to retain that classic DualShock.
No, I know
shape.
The new one isn't going to be, but a third-party one, why not? They can do that.
Yeah.
Except for the touchscreen would get in the way. So, I don't know. Yeah, that's going to be my issue, is that I've never been a fan of the DualShock. Sure. I used to play PS2 all the time.
Were you exactly like me? You went from PS2 to 360?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And I just like it better. That is,
it just fulfills all your needs, right?
I mean, right. It does everything I need, and my hand fits the controller better. So yeah. That's petty and stupid, but that's my bottom line.
Yeah.
What would I need from an Xbox to get excited?
So it sounds like you guys just need the same old thing. Like you're in the
really, I'm not broken domestic with what I have.
Abuse relationship it's, with you. Yeah. Where you're just like, I can't leave it. I can't. I got no reason to stay, but I got no reason to go.
Yeah, it's like a 25th year anniversary with.
Well, I've
my
never
wife.
Had a problem. I have zero no problems with the Xbox 360 at all.
Yeah.
I've never wanted anything more or
but
different.
I'm telling you, your problem is you could have the exact same experience for free.
Yeah, but my hand would feel less comfortable. Just saying.
I don't know, because
you know what? I remember when I was watching fighting game streams, people like to use PS3 controllers because of the D-pad.
Yeah.
And they actually could plug something into
right,
a
with
360.
A fighting game. Correct.
And then use a PS3 controller instead of a 360.
But on every other game genre, I don't use a D-pad ever.
Sure.
Yeah, but you know there's I mean? Probably devices out there where you could plug in
you can.
For a PS3.
You can. This
and plug
is true.
In a 360 controller.
They may not be for this new one, though. Especially
well, yeah, they
considering
won't be.
It's going to be like hyper complicated.
With we'll see.
For the PS3 currently, yes, I could buy an asymmetrical controller. I know that. I've looked into
so,
it.
So, Andy, you're saying that your problem is the controller.
Yeah.
You hope that Xbox keeps their same shape and that's all they need. Just. They could roll out a new Xbox that is identical to the PS4.
You know what?
In every way
pretty
possible.
Much.
As long as it just has the Xbox controller shape, you're happy.
Yes.
Matt, what do you feel? What would Xbox do? What would that have to do to overtake the hype of Sony's PS4 press conference?
They probably won't be able to do this, but show more AAA games.
Yeah.
Like if they showed Thief, Witcher 3, Fallout, I'm like going to be more excited. Because of what I've heard about those games, they
I
seem
also
interesting.
Do like the Xbox exclusive games better. Now that's just me not having a lot of experience with PS3, but
sure.
Yeah, I figured out what sold me on Xbox when Xbox 360 was available and PlayStation 3 was available. Mm-hmm. Xbox 3 was half the price.
That's true.
And
too.
I got everything that
really
I
expensive.
Needed from the Xbox, and I've been sold
that's
ever
true.
Since.
Yeah,
it's not so, like that really anymore, but that is what sold me initially.
Yeah.
No, I got that, and that's what kept them afloat for me, is
right.
like they sold me, and I'll keep what's working.
Yeah.
Sure. Seems right. like that's going to be the same thing this time
it
around.
It is. Well, we don't know what Xbox is going to do, but I can't imagine that they would overshoot Sony's price. Sony's are always
no.
expensive.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. I mean,
they might
have
learned from their last mistake.
This whole press conference gave a complete different air of Sony management of like, hey,
so you
guys,
don't think
we
is
know what
be a
we're doing.
$700 console like the last one.
I think that they are going to. I think I don't know because this is the whole problem.
How much
with
does a Wii U cost? I know that
$350.
Okay,
this is the whole problem with debating this console event that just happened. Is it's the first thing like this that has happened in what?
Eight years.
Yeah.
And this is also the first thing that has ever happened of this kind where it's like we're focusing on more or less the services and what the console is able to do instead of
right.
what the console is
technically able to do.
Exactly. Yes.
Yes.
So I think that to say what will Microsoft have to do to overshoot PS4, I think just fucking anything.
Really,
I think that people are so starved for hype that the next whatever Microsoft does is just going to be like, they totally took the cake. Now I'm getting that one.
Yeah.
And then I think E3 will be the real telling moment this year of like,
I can
okay,
tell you what I don't
want to
see. I don't want to see touch anything. I don't care.
You don't like touching?
I don't find it...
No Kinect?
Well, no, Kinect is fine. Motion control is fine. I don't need a touch screen on my controller.
He doesn't actually want to touch the things
you
he's
say
doing.
That
like
now.
Like the Wii U's doing that. The
what about
the PS4
3D
is
touch?
Doing that. I just couldn't care less. What?
What about 3D touch?
I thought you said 4D touch. I was like, like well, we're going to be feeling time.
Triple D's touch? I think the reason the touch screen is on is to have parity with the Vita.
Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, I like the DS, and I get that like second screen kind of touch thing, That would be useful, but that is the extent of what I want to use it for.
I don't
want
to look
inventory screen.
If I'm playing, well, this is the whole Wii U argument. It's like, if I have a screen in front of me, a giant, big, beautiful screen, why do I want to look at a little baby screen in my hands?
Exactly.
I figured it out. I know what Xbox is doing.
Okay.
It's the
all
the
touch
to
go in handheld.
No, it's going to just be a screen.
It's just boobs.
Yeah,
it's
going to be another screen.
The X pad.
Yes. And you just.
Well, they are that whatever it's called. What is it called? Xbox Glass? Is it
Smart Glass?
Smart Glass. Yeah. That's you might not be that far off.
It's already out there.
If they continue to push it that direction,
completely unsupported. But
yes.
It's all right.
Yep. No, I'm not.
The controller
not in
is
favor
the gaming
of it.
System.
I'm not making a judgment on it at all. I'm saying so far they've been pointing that direction recently.
You snap your Windows phone.
I'd be really upset.
Into your controller.
God. I super.
And then you have two screens.
Super duper do not want.
That's what I said earlier.
On my controller.
Yeah. Controller crafting.
It feels like a fad. It feels like six axis. It feels like
anything PlayStation's come up with in the last 5 years.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Six axis was.
Feels reactionary. Although six axis was not. Six axis was the first, like, whoa.
Let's go to 10 axis.
It didn't work out.
It's a shame, you know. Six Axis sucks so much, but
it could have been cool.
No, it really couldn't have.
I like Flower.
You guys don't like. There weren't enough flight simulators.
I like Flower too.
It would have been cool to go like that and like fly an airplane, but
you can only do. I mean, for the hardcore gamer, that's just not there.
Yeah,
you know, gamers want to push buttons.
Yes, exactly.
That's what it's going to always be about.
Speaking of that, Forza, the Kinect support is. Completely useless. There's head tracking, and you can like turn your head to look at.
Awesome.
You can turn your head, and it'll turn the camera, so you can like look in the corner at your blind spots and stuff.
But
if you turn
your head.
You need a screen over there. Otherwise, I can't see it. So I have to like turn my head.
That's
my
pretty
eyes.
Awesome.
You just gotta fine tune it enough so it's just a really
So it's a tiny little movement, and honestly, I don't need to look in my corners that much. Right. So yeah.
Speaking of Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag was announced by Ubisoft this past week.
Yeah. I'm really surprised. I was really surprised.
Pirates!
I was really surprised that it's going to be Assassin's Creed 4 and not another Connor like Assassin's Creed Brotherhood
or just a
Revelations.
Straight up reboot of Assassin's
Creed. Well, they have to do it every year, right? I mean, that's
no.
How...
The Assassin's Creed 3 was like 4 years away from. Two or three years after Assassin's Creed 2, right? I mean. And they had a different crew working on the sequel proper than
they
did on Brotherhood.
They've already got another crew working on Assassin's Creed 5 right now.
Ubisoft is such a bizarre amalgam. It's
weird.
Like it's a giant fluxing amoeba of a team that's just like some people over here sometimes, some people over here sometimes. Sometimes they're in Australia.
I get the
sometimes.
Impression that somebody wasn't happy with the direction they took 3. And because normally
pirates.
A numerical sequel in the Assassin's Creed storyline progresses you, it moves you forward in time, and it moves you to a different location, right?
Yeah.
And this one is pretty much the same time, and you are in the pirates where it's maybe 20 years after.
Like, I think it's before. I think it's Connor's
really?
Ancestors.
Yeah, it's Connor's grandfather.
Okay, well that makes more sense.
Which
than
is. It's set in the 1700s to 1750, so almost the same time.
Right. And he does go to the Caribbean
in
Assassin's
Caribbean.
Creed 3. So
he
that's
does?
Sort of the, yeah,
yeah,
he does.
Your ships.
Think there'll be a cameo?
Maybe.
Sure, why
but
not?
But, you know what I mean? It's just weird that this is a numerical sequel instead of just like a sub-sequel like they've been doing every year. You
okay.
Know what I mean?
Well, you think, I bet the actual... numerical sequels have sold so much more that they're...
That's probably true.
They're like, this is the true sequel we're going to do.
I think it is... It's the Halo 4 thing where it's like, hey, we're done with the previous franchise. We're ready to move on and do something new. Like
that's
this
probably
is,
true, too.
But I don't know if you guys read Game Informer's cover of it or anybody's interviews with it. I read their summary of it, and this game is... The premise is you are not playing as Desmond because his story is done.
Right.
Yeah. You're playing as an Abstergo employee who is jacking into previous memories. Uh-huh. That side of the storytelling, like where you're running around in reality and sitting on a tanning bed.
Just completely done.
That doesn't exist. Yeah. Like, you as a human being picking up a controller and playing the game is now that side. Like, uh-huh. So basically, they've gotten to the point where they can make a game that exists in a time frame that normally nobody would make a game in.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like they Trojan horsed in a really awesome setting.
Well, think about it, too. The name of this game, Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag or whatever, they've never had a subtitle after the number.
That's true. So I think, I don't know, this is all just me, all conjecture, but I think somebody was not happy with the direction Assassin's Creed 3 went and decided to make Assassin's Creed 3 again. And,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I think, because besides the fact that, we've talked about this before, or I have, that Vita sub-sequel was what Assassin's Creed 3 should have been.
Liberation.
Yeah, where it was in New Orleans and it was a woman and it was like super different and edgy.
I never played that.
Yeah, it's an Assassin's
Creed. But you have a Vita.
Assassin's Creed, but it's in Creole New Orleans in the 1700s, and the assassin's a black woman, and it's like this got this whole women's rights like edge to it. It's different. It's different, which is what I've always appreciated about Assassin's Creed. Is that it does something.
So now it sounds familiar.
The problem I had with Assassin's Creed 3 is that it sounded easy. It was like, let's do it in the Revolutionary War. Sure. Like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, factions versus factions, everything.
It's easy. One sounds a little bit different.
They're exploring more of the concepts of, like, the extremes of both sides of it. And they're getting more into, like, the gray areas of both character motivations. Yeah. And then they're also really taking the open world nature of the franchise to a new level, where it's you're driving around on your pirate ship and you jump into your character view and they pull you a periscope thing and you look and you see a ship in the distance and you're able to scout out, like, oh, it has this sort of supplies. Should we go and make a run on it?
Assassin's Creed Wind Waker.
Yeah, it does seem like that. Or you can pull up to a coastline, you can, like, scout out temples and stuff in that area and you can dock there. So, you know, it seems like your ship is going to be your main means of transportation to kind of move you between different things. And the ship combat was great in 3.
It was great.
So I think that they're making a really smart adjustment where, you know, what were the bad parts of 3? Okay, let's create the tech first, and then let's create a game around it. Now, hopefully, unlike 3, they'll have time to actually make an interesting story. And hopefully with cutting out the Desmond part of it, they'll have time to actually focus on what is interesting with the story.
That would be nice, yeah.
Because with this interview, which was really weird, they kept saying, like, how Assassin's Creed 3 was a story of a father and his son and the duality between them. Like maybe for an hour, that was a part of it.
Right.
So, I liked it.
What?
I liked it.
You're crazy.
Yeah, I liked the duality of it, but it was only for, like, a fourth.
I like the idea of the duality of it, but I didn't like the
how it ended. Was just like, really? That was it?
It was good for the first, like, half, and then the second half was just bullshit. Sorry.
Ah, whatever.
That's how you kill your dad, if you ever want to know.
Throw him into a barrel.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, he's dead. And then
that's how Star Wars ends.
Like, 30-minute... I'm wounded. Walk. We don't have to talk about this again. Go back and listen to the other podcast where we ripped that apart.
Yeah. I'm excited for Black Flag.
I am too. I'm super excited.
I'm back in on Assassin's Creed. I'm ready to go once more.
For the time being.
I'm ready,
man. You reserve the judgment to take that away, right? I mean,
nope.
No, I'm going to play it.
You're pushing all the chips
right
out of my
now. That's it. All right.
I was really upset with them after the end of 3, but they've done enough good work.
Unless they do something really, like, awful, like some crazy marketing thing where they just, like I don't know, make they just, like, belittle some
Jack
ethnic
Sparrow
race or something.
Is,
I feel no, like Matt, like, doesn't agree with anything we're saying.
No, they already fucked up. They should have made a modern Assassin's Creed.
That's
they did. It's called Sleep.
No, it's called dogs. Not even close.
It's a dogs game. No. It's called Watch Dogs.
It's gonna happen. No, I swear to God, it's gonna happen.
I'm totally with you on this, though. They should make more Assassin's Creed game because I had more fun with Assassin's Creed 3 once I beat it and just started doing things that you could do in the game. Like, screw the story. I'm just having fun doing this game.
Killing
you know?
Bears.
Yeah, and that's why that game is fun.
Sasquatch.
Exactly. Chasing a panther around a rock you're never going to get to.
If they take it more towards like a Red Dead Redemption model, I think that'll go really, really well. And if they eliminate the Desmond side of it, I think that'll help out quite a bit.
Because then you won't want to play... getting rid of Desmond removes the I wish I could play as Desmond.
Yeah, and it also removes the milestones.
Right.
The miles stones.
Oh, God.
thank you, everybody. It's like that where it breaks everything up where it's like, okay, well, you know, I've done this much. Like, instead of it being the game is a hurdle I have to jump over to get to the next bit of when I learn some story about some space ghosts, it's now become like it's all about space ghosts. Like, it's all about them.
Yes.
It's all about space pirates.
Yeah. Yes.
Yar.
Yep.
Yar.
That's right. I mean,
just give me a game that doesn't even have an animus. Just let me play.
I don't think it will.
Yeah.
Your animus will be your pause screen, and that's it.
Which was fine. I would respect it more. And
which
I hope
is
you
more
do too.
Was more, think... more or less what 3 was, you know?
Right.
They eliminated a lot of like the puzzle solving and acquiring like the weird glyphs and stuff of the games previous. That stuff just didn't exist.
Did anybody go into those tunnels more than once?
Damn it, Andy! Are you talking about Assassin's Creed? Or Assassin's
I'm sorry,
I did. I took a route once.
Okay,
and then I realized you could just like fast travel there everywhere. Without going in the tunnels.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, those the are Mason tunnels. Yes, you don't even know what we're talking about. That's how little you
follow
use
the rats.
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did.
You can light the tunnels up with...
You go in
underground
once,
tunnels,
and then did
yes.
anybody ever go in again? Like,
wait, no, at the end of the game, you had to go in again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, you definitely went in twice.
Okay.
Well, they sucked.
Yeah.
So hopefully no tunnels. That only underwater tunnels. And
didn't they have that in 2, except it was...
Yeah, but it was more puzzling. It just reminded me when he was talking about puzzles and how they were moving away from it, and yeah.
The puzzles were always climbing, like trying to get
and then moving weights that were the size of you and crap like that. Yeah.
Do you remember what?
There were the fancy buildings that you had to traverse.
Yeah, somehow get to here.
Get the stone thing and shove
it in.
And
this one, the secret islands or the secret pieces were just more or less just running forward and holding the button.
Yep.
Like, that seemed more.
Very Uncharted.
Mainstream.
Anyway.
Anybody a fan of Thief?
I have heard of it. I've heard lots of good things about it. No, I'm not a fan. I've never played it.
All right, well, it's getting rebooted.
It looks cool.
I think that's supposed to be a good thing. That's from what I've heard.
I don't even know if it's getting rebooted. I guess there's a new game just called Thief.
Somehow.
I have heard that that is
called a reboot.
That it was a revolutionary in its time.
Yeah, I'm not a PC guy, so I didn't play it.
Yeah, that was my issue.
But I hear it's mine... It's life altering.
Is it going to go to console or is it going to be another PC game?
I expect it's console.
It is actually console and PC.
Then I'll play the shit out of it.
You do that.
Good.
I think it looks interesting.
I haven't. I only glimpsed it. I don't
know
much about
there were screens of
going.
It leaked. So
I know Game Informer has it for their cover. I don't know anything more beyond that. It's called Thief.
It'll probably play like. Well, if it plays anything like Dishonored, I'll. Love it, so
it'll suck.
What else happened, guys? Like, it's
well, what if what has everybody been
weeks.
Playing?
Oh, yeah, that thing.
I beat Dead Space.
Oh, yeah, so how do you feel about there not being a Dead Space 4 now?
You don't know that.
Oh, I do.
Oh, you don't know
Oh,
that.
Is it over?
Well,
don't tell me.
There's a rumor that came out today from EA that said, you guys didn't buy enough Dead Space, so we've canceled Dead Space 4.
Oh, is that,
What? That
no, Andy. You didn't buy enough Dead Space.
I'm not upset. I just think that's really unlikely. The amount of shitty games they make sequels to is by far.
As a consumer,
you know,
it's your fault.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Next time I see a Madden, I mean, like, come on.
Buy one Madden, buy two Dead Spaces.
I'm trying to think of an EA game that was that's terrible that they keep making.
I heard SimCity was kind of bad.
They're redoing that. Like that's.
Let's not talk about that because I was in the beta and it's excellent.
Yeah,
I heard the cities are really small.
Here it's different and weird.
It is not different. It is more complex.
Here it's not your grandfather's SimCity,
which is a bad thing.
You can, first of all, curved roads, big deal.
Is there more than just residential, commercial, and industrial?
I don't think so.
That's it. That's the basics. That's all you need.
It's true. Curved roads. Did you say that's inefficient? Well, yeah. You don't have to make curved roads if
you
don't want
to. Shouldn't include
that's
it because
the SimCity. Well, you know, what if you want to make a European city?
European
roundabouts?
Yeah. It's not called less SimCity.
Yeah. It's not like, hey, we're going to make. It's not called efficient SimCity.
Do I also want to have Ryan
City? It's not Borg City. Like.
Okay, you can have your student riots and your 30% unemployment and your bailing out Greece. You can have that.
That's fine. It is a sim city.
What are they going to remake?
So you can do whatever you want.
Simcopter.
They already have.
Wow.
They have.
There's a sim game for everything.
SimCity 4.
No, I said when are they going to
remake it?
Oh, remake it.
It was a good game.
I think they've made 2 Simcopter games, at least. So.
You don't think so?
No, they haven't.
No,
they integrated SimCopter into SimCity 4, I think, in an expansion pack.
Huh. I'm pretty sure there's a SimCopter before that.
There was a SimCopter before that. Yes.
No.
It was called SimCopter.
Yep.
Probably.
The sim games are kind of another thing I do that it's super boring. So apparently, I like games that nobody else here likes playing.
I played SimCity 4.
Yeah, I used to break in to, not break, well, yeah, no, I broke into a computer that was big enough to play SimCity 4 in college so that I could play it at like 2 in the morning. Because of a at the time I had an iMac G3, and I hacked into my trumpet professor's G5 Mac Pro.
Just to play SimCity 4?
To install SimCity 4 and play it like at 3 in the morning. Oh man, that was bad
at that game. I could always get my population up to 100,000.
I always cheat. Like I always cheated.
Oh yeah, so did I. But I couldn't fix the traffic problems, and it was just annoying.
Codes.
I always remember tornadoes and earthquakes. They always pissed me off. Like, how do you stop that?
That's just like the idea. Like if that happened in real life, there's probably somebody just like, God damn it! Not another tornado. Now I got to rebuild all that crap.
Yeah, I don't care about human life. I mean, I had that looking pretty.
Yeah.
Honestly.
So I was playing SimCity. That was only a day-long beta, though. So it was like a flash beta.
How do you get that?
I signed up to be eligible.
And they're like, here you go.
So that's the second time I've gotten lucky this year.
Streaming?
The first year I was a beta for Diablo 3, and then...
Yeah. How long was that one for?
That was a month.
Nice.
Yeah, it was nice, but it got really boring really quick.
Speaking of Diablo, Diablo 3 is coming to PS4 and PS3.
That's really cool.
Wow, yeah, I'll probably get a PlayStation 3
once, and then I can't play it again. I'm not one of those guys who replays it a bunch.
Yeah, I don't have a good enough PC to play Diablo 3, so I'll probably play it on PS4.
Yeah, no, go for it. It's a good game.
When Diablo 1 came out for PlayStation, that's all I played for 2 years.
Huh. Diablo. Yeah, they've had good success.
Yeah,
it's a good game.
They've had success, you know, with games like that, but.
There's a twist.
There's a twist?
Mm-hmm.
In Diablo 3?
Yes.
No.
You don't see it coming.
Does somebody good turn bad or vice versa?
I will say nothing.
Okay, fine.
I don't know about this game anymore.
I like the game to play it straightforward.
Yeah, no.
I like to see exactly what's coming a mile away.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, now it's time for this thing I knew was going to happen.
Yeah.
So what else? What have you been playing?
I played Dead Space, a lot of Dead Space.
You finished
Dead
Space?
Did you like it?
Yeah. No, well, the ending was meh.
Okay. That's what I've kind of heard.
But I loved playing the game. Uh-huh. The game was fun to play all the way through. Had fun.
That's all I have left.
What? Are we supposed to fight over that?
Griff has just placed one beer in the center of the table.
All right.
That's all I have.
We're doing a Paper, Scissor, Rocks tournament here.
I'll be out of it.
But Dead Space, yeah. Ending is lackluster. Still fun, though. I'm surprised to say that there's not going to be a Dead Space 4.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like baloney to me.
Yeah. I haven't played the multiplayer, which I'm going to be getting internet hopefully this month. And
very exciting. Congrats.
Yes, I know. I'm finally coming into 2013.
What about you, Matt? Been playing?
I played a couple hours of an old RTS game from 2004.
Which one?
It's called Warhammer 40K Dawn of War.
Yeah, yeah.
I was not able to play that back in the day, but now I am. So I'm going to beat that and probably buy Dawn of War 2 if my computer can run it. But yeah, I'm getting into that, and that was all I'm able to play because I just have a PC at my apartment, and that's it.
Yeah, I see.
Yep.
Warhammer. Oh, man. That takes you back to my cousin who was embarrassing.
Did you play the tabletop stuff?
My cousin played the tabletop stuff, yeah. Okay. And like really played the tabletop stuff.
That stuff looks confusing.
Yeah, it's just a lot of work.
Too dedicated. You can just play an RTS, and it does all the work for you.
That's true.
And now they have first-person shooters.
So,
Warhammer's. That's true.
I also played Transformers Fall of Cybertron.
A classic.
Something I've been...
I haven't played it yet.
That's the second one, right?
Yeah. No, I haven't played much of it, but from what I've played so far, it's been fun. Except for I told Griff about this, is why does Optimus have to hold fingers to his head in order to use his comm link?
Because everyone does that in video games.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, no. Walk slowly while talking on the comms.
He learned it from the humans.
Yeah, probably.
That he hasn't met yet because he's at Cybertron, but that's fine.
So, what about you, Andy? What are you playing?
I continued to play the crap out of Need for Speed for about 3 days.
Did you end up buying that? Or?
I might. About driving cars. I bought Forza then, because, you know, as I said on Facebook, it's part of my continuing series, Andy Plays Games, that were released 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Everyone want the last beer?
And Forza is a racing sim, not a racing game.
Yeah, it's not the same.
So it's not "quote unquote" fun.
Great.
I still enjoy it because
it's like Sim City.
Yeah, it's exactly like Sim City. Whereas, like, really, if you really play the game, it's it's more anal than it is fun.
God, but, are you guys done talking about Sim whatever?
Griff just walks away. It's like, I'm going to get some booze.
Fuck, man. I was like Drive Club all over again. I need to get out of here.
Forza is... I enjoy it because I'm a Top Gear nerd. And Top Gear was like a part of that game.
Oh, yeah.
You can do test runs on the Top Gear track, and the Jeremy Clarkson does all of, like, the narration, and
doesn't he not ever really say anything bad about the cars though?
No, he does.
He does.
His narration is in the Auto Vista area, so it's not actually during the races or anything.
It's when you're just looking at cars.
Okay. And yeah, he'll give an opinion. Like, he'll talk about the Mercedes SLS and say that this is his favorite car and that the Ferrari 459 is less good, like, or that this car is a mistake, or the Lexus LFA is compared to Mercedes, which he's, I don't know.
It seems surprising because I thought, don't you have to get, like, permission from those companies to put the cars in the game? And then if somebody's talking smack about those cars, wouldn't they not want their cars
in it?
I've
heard similar things too.
But that same logic goes behind why they would let him review cars on his television show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like it's BBC, which means there's no rules.
Right. I don't know. Yeah, he never says, like, don't buy this car. This car is crap. Like,
okay,
that makes sense. But I haven't. And Auto Vista is only available for, like, the really nice, drooly cars that you, like, fantasize about and stuff, if you're into that.
Like Autobots?
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to say something.
If there's RC, an Autobot of this car, it's probably an Autobot.
That's the lady car, right? Shit.
No. All right, my fantasies with Autobots are not sexual, all right?
Can they be?
So I played Forza a bunch, like, last week, and then I got The Amazing Spider-Man this week.
Is this right above the mixer?
Okay.
Why'd you play Spider-Man?
I like Spider-Man games.
Why?
Because web-slinging is fun.
Okay.
I've always liked Spider-Man. I don't know. This is a thing that started when I was really, really little.
They haven't changed much, though.
No, not really. They're pretty much the same thing. This one is a little different, sort of, but not really.
Is this one where you're going through the different dimensions?
No, I really want to play that one because that is different.
All right, that one's not good either.
Is it bad?
Yeah, I mean, it's not good.
No, I don't think that they're going to change video games by any means.
What is Amazing Spider-Man? What is that?
Amazing Spider-Man,
Grand Theft Auto
one.
Spider-Man.
It's Andrew Garfield.
It's the movie tie-in.
Oh, barf.
Oh.
Which, right? I thought
that
it was going to be
straight
bad
anymore. Yeah.
What'd you say?
Can you even keep them straight anymore with all the Spider-Man games coming out all the time?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe most people can't.
Did you guys see that new Iron Man trailer?
No.
Yes.
Oh, it's so good.
Which one?
Saw it?
Yes. Which one?
The one that came out today?
No, I didn't.
Like
no.
Tuesday?
I guess I didn't.
Oh, it's sweet.
That just spoils the movie for you.
No,
the trailers do.
Well,
I thought the last one was sweet.
I mean, like, maybe. This newest one is the best trailer of ever.
Of ever.
Damn it, Andy.
Sorry, guys.
Why'd you do that?
And we're back.
Jerk.
So what were we on?
We're
Iron Man.
Awesome previews. Oh.
Don't watch trailers. They ruin movies.
No, it's good.
What?
Jesus.
They no, they do.
Okay, crotchety old grandpa
they do.
Hat.
No, they
don't.
Do.
Like,
watch
when I
trailers,
see a trailer.
They ruin movies.
Don't
I
go outside.
Don't. I don't want to see all the funny parts before I pay admission.
Yeah, see, definitely.
I think trailers are usually better than most movies.
They make the movie better.
Who's the old man now?
Trailers are better than movies.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. They're shorter.
Yeah, that's
therefore,
also kind
they're
of
better.
An old man
that's
thing to say.
Griff doesn't
just
like
not have
movies.
An opinion about trailers. How about that? Like,
don't
like,
watch trailers.
I just watch the trailer. It saves me $7.
And it's like
2 hours.
Eight movies for one.
Sometimes I pay the $7 just to go watch the trailers.
Speaking of movies and how I'm terrible at them, I recently rewatched Tron Legacy. Not as bad as I remember.
Yeah.
Really?
You guys
really?
Are assholes for thinking
I've
it was
never
bad.
Seen it.
Yeah.
Really?
Now I feel kind of bad.
I remember watching that and it was bad.
I remember watching it, but now after rewatching it, I think I saw a different movie.
Yeah, didn't you go drunk?
We got out
yeah,
of that.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's a waste of alcohol.
No, I went the drunkest.
I wasn't really a super big fan of the original Tron.
Old nobody was. It's a cult movie.
It's
kinda.
So boring.
It's bad. Not boring. It's good.
Yes, it's what boring.
I was sober for
when
that.
When was
enjoyed
the last
it.
Time you watched that movie?
5 years ago?
It's boring.
4 years
ago? You know how long it takes them
three
on that
years?
Like, boat to the ram or whatever? Like the sailboat on wires? That's like a 30-minute scene. Oh, my God.
Yes.
So that's my opinion on Tron.
You're right. Speaking of things that nobody cares about from forever ago, Tron Legacy.
What'd you play, Griff?
I played Ni No Kuni more.
Still on that, huh?
I got my PlayStation 3 back, so I'm playing more of that. I was really hesitant. Like, I was gun-shy. I was like, maybe I shouldn't put it in and curse my system and kill it again. But that's working, and I'm getting further in that game. I also played Metal Gear Solid Rising Revengeance.
How did you feel about it?
I would say
did you
it's
beat it?
Somewhere in between 3 and 4 stars out of 5.
Okay.
Did you beat it?
You told me not to play the Metal Gear games if I had never played one before.
Nope.
And then I found that the Metal Gear 2, 3, and 4 are on Xbox Live. So I'm going to buy them.
Four
sure.
will
they
not
like a bundle?
Be on Xbox Live.
What?
Four will
maybe
not be on Xbox
not.
Live.
What is it? The whatever
Peace
Rise
Walker.
Of something.
Metal Gear Solid 2, 3, and Peace Walker?
Yes.
Yeah.
HD. So like I guess
Peace Walker is not on 360.
There's something.
Peace Walker?
There is a third Metal Gear on 360 Live.
It's not Peace Walker.
You're probably thinking of the HD collection and Subsistence or Substance is
I
what
I'm
guessing.
I think it started with an S.
2, 3... And Peace Walker?
I think
so the HD collection is those three, but that's only for PS3.
No.
Yeah,
no.
It's for both.
It's
no.
for both.
Because I've checked the both HD collections, and Peace Walker is a Sony exclusive.
As far as I saw, the HD collection was just 2 and 3, but then there was
for 360
another one.
It is.
Sons of no, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I want to say StarCraft. It was Sons of Liberty. But like,
Sons of StarCraft. Second Sons of StarCraft.
I don't know. There's three of them. I'm going to buy them.
Zerg
because I feel like I should.
All right.
Start Am I wrong? Those. Tell me if
Are
I'm
you
wrong.
Going to play them no, or just buy them?
Don't. Oh, I'll play them probably, you know. I don't know.
I've played the very first one, and I was very disappointed.
And you've already established that you like really boring games, so yeah. You probably should play the original Metal Gear games and not the new Rising Revengeance one, which is more of like Ninja shooter. Gaiden.
Yeah.
I played the new one, and I was like, I'm getting this.
Okay. I do like stealth games. Yes, I do like boring games. I think that's... I'm fine with that overgeneralization.
Yeah.
Play Dishonored.
Nah.
Yeah, play it.
You don't, play it. Do you want to buy it?
Do I want to buy it? Yeah. No, don't play it. But actually, you should buy it, though.
You should buy it.
If you buy it, no, you should
don't play
it.
I mean,
play
that game came out last year. You've got at least two more years
before I start playing that game.
Exactly.
Let's be real. Yeah. We need to have at least another console generation before I play Dishonored.
So I played that game, and I finished it. And that is... Metal Gear Solid Rising Revengeance is a very different game.
Is that really called Rising Revengeance?
Yes. It is a very different game from the other games in the series.
Did somebody tell them that that's not a word?
Does it get as crazy as, like, the first two chapters I played with you?
That sets the tone for the crazy, and it pretty much holds that for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Never really going above it.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan, did you play Bayonetta?
Yeah.
Oh, did you beat it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, never mind then.
It doesn't get crazier than Bayonetta.
No.
Bayonetta, at like least.
It. However, the end of that game is the craziest, most brutal fucking bullshit ending for a video game
I
ever.
I heard it's preachy.
It is so preachy, but it's so good.
Are you talking about Metal Gear?
Yeah.
Rising Revengeance.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
God, I'm sorry. That's really pissing me off. What is Revengeance? Is that like Revengeance that... Or a vengeance that is like a rebuttal to other vengeance?
It's revenge and avenge.
Revenge and vengeance.
It's avenging again.
Yeah, it's a retread of the vengeance from before.
It's Japanese people making names for games.
Yeah, I was going to say. Stylish hard action. Somebody should tell Japan that English
is the word.
The
more R's in a video game title there are, the...
Metal Gear Rising. The lolly lule low.
You're sorry.
The ending is bananas though, like both in tone and message, and also the 18 part never ending boss fight that I took probably 4 hours to beat. Like the last boss fight took probably as long as half the game.
Really?
Yeah.
Rick.
It's Rick. No Rick roll here. This is real.
You kept dying, or because
I kept dying because it was fucking hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Like,
did you swap it down a notch, or
no? What? But you can kind of. I figured out a way to cheese it, like, and that's the only way that I was able to beat it.
Okay.
Like, when you save in that game, it doesn't save your progress; it saves your inventory. So, like, if I'm in the middle of a fight and like I've used up all my healing items, and then I go into the next fight and I die, like I'll start the beginning of the new fight with no healing items. But if I run around the battlefield and collect healing items
and save and quit
and then get killed without using them, then I'll start that same fight with the newly acquired
and able
healing
to get
items.
More of them and just like
so the first
big,
run is just a suicide run
basically that's the point where I got
rubber band ball that just keeps Supply getting run. Bigger
no because they cap you at 5 so eventually you have to actually
fight the guy
and it's not I mean I'm not great at games so I
can
I,
you do that through each
oh god
god damn
it,
damn it. And we're back again
are we
Yeah,
I don't hear anything.
So through each,
no. Oh, your thing's gone.
Yeah, that's out.
Who's gone? Who's not talking?
I'm gone.
You are the weakest link.
Matt left.
No, let's be honest. I'm the weakest link here. Come on, like
well,
kicked it
know,
out
Griff,
twice.
If you played this game on PS4, I could have. You know, you could have streamed it, and I could have came in and beat it for you. But whatever.
If only, man. I was,
you know, because I'm really good at video games. You know?
You are, man. Like,
I'm so good.
I could have handed that over to you. It was frustrating. Very frustrating to be fighting that boss over and over again. Because, yeah, it's trial and error.
Is it the biggest boss in the game?
The biggest boss in the game is the easiest boss in the game.
Oh, that's,
they always are.
No, this last boss is a doozy and has some of the best dialogue for a boss ever. Like, hey, do you like politics? You will love the end of this game. Because it is fucking brilliant. Just the things that are said. It's brilliant and nonsensical at the same time, where you're like...
Sounds Japanese to me.
Somebody who translated this made this into an American... Made this a political satire. Yeah. Yeah. But it's a commentary that has no agenda. Like, it's not like, oh man, like, I'm right wing, I'm left wing. Like, it's like... It's just like, here is... If you zoomed out and looked at American politics and made fun of all the bullshit, like, this is it. It's entertaining.
Huh.
Dead Space wrapped up some achievements. Should I play it? No.
No? You don't think I'd like it?
I mean, yeah, I think you'd like it. I think you'd finish it up and have a good time with it. But
isn't that what a video game
is
about? Is
it worth $60? No.
So, rent it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard a lot of people beat it in 5 hours.
It's a short game.
That's how short it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's for a... Such a hyped up title. It's kind of, yeah.
It is an interesting game. I mean, unless you sit around and listen to all the codec calls, which I did quite a bit of. But,
took you 7 hours?
Yeah. Basically,
2 hours of codec call.
You were not incorrect there. Yeah. I wrapped up an achievement in Dead Space. I got the Pang thing. And,
oh, how'd you do it? What was it?
It's fucking in Chapter 14 by this Crusher Machines. Yeah, so then I sent that back.
You just pick him up, right? That's it.
Yeah, you get the there statue. He is. You got that thing.
Do you carry him anywhere?
No, you just
send him through the crusher.
You just click on it.
Yeah,
you got it.
Yeah.
Yep. Yup.
Well, maybe I'll go back and do that tonight. A little Pang achievement.
Been playing Clash of Clans.
I want some.
Dude, what's your name?
I don't. What do you? My name's.
We can
Griffin
be in the
Hoffman.
Same clan.
I'm not in a
then
clan
we won't
yet.
Have to clash.
I have to wait until I can
you
build
troops.
Up my. No, I gotta wait till I build up my clan thing. I need
what
like
level are you?
5,000 more coins, and then I'll get my building.
Yeah,
and I'm joining Hunter's clan.
What level are you?
11.
What do you do in this game?
I've been playing for 2 days.
It's really fun at first, and then it gets to be like I can play this game once every 4 days because then I have enough resources to do what I wanted.
Matt, you won't like it.
Why is it like an RTS? Is it a?
It's an RTS with.
It's not an RTS
with
no
never, Farmville.
No.
It sort of is.
No.
Yes. Once you get deep
ever.
Into it,
is
yeah.
it a tower defense game?
It is
sort of.
It is as much as a tower defense as it is an RTS.
Okay. Then
you're not helping.
What is it then? What are you
it
doing?
It is not Farmville at all.
It's fucking build this shit and wait for this bar to fill and this timer to count down until you're able to build the next shit.
And then
you know what it is. Oh, it's
okay. And then you build troops to go take the resources from
it's
other
Sim
people.
It's SimCity Social. That's what it is.
That's a fucking sim. Fuck you in SimCity. They ruined that game.
There's no racing in this game, though, so I don't know if Matt would like this.
Oh, yeah, I'm just out.
There's also no racism in this game, so I don't know if Matt will like this.
No brown people.
There's brown people in this game, so I don't know if Matt would like this.
Better not be Polynesians. Oh, God.
Oh, those Orientals.
Goddamn Polynesians.
Fucking tattoos and all that.
Yeah, that's a... It's a good place to wrap it up, I think.
Eagle strikes.
Oh my God.
And we're out. Thank you, folks.
I feel like
you
there's a million
else?
Other things. No, I feel like there's a million other topics that we have to go through, but you know, it's been 3 weeks. Matt's shaking his head.
This has been what, an hour and 45 minutes now?
2 hours.
Yo, Witcher 3 is coming out next generation. I'm excited.
Yeah, that looks awesome.
Hopefully it's better than Witcher 2.
Oh, BioShock Infinite has a release date in the next 2 weeks. So you were wrong about that. Just going to point that out.
It's
month,
still not
right?
the 26th.
That's true. It's a good point.
Play Tomb Raider.
No,
play it.
Is
I
it
want
out
you
now?
To play it.
I won't.
Has it been released or is it that this
it's
week?
Out.
Oh, it is?
It's out.
Okay.
It's out.
I almost bought it today. And
I
was
want
like,
to play
wait,
it.
I never liked Tomb Raider.
But I
play it.
I refuse to play it because of their marketing.
Well, I'll let you know.
I think that's one guy.
I refuse to play it because it's Tomb Raider.
It's not the same Tomb Raider.
It's not the same.
Did you play
it's
it,
not
man?
Your mama's Tomb Raider.
I can't
Raider.
Play it. I've
not
played
your daddy's Tomb Raider either.
Previous Tomb Raider games.
Your daddy.
Why do you want me
it,
to
though?
Play it?
Because you don't want to play it.
I don't
want to
play
should,
it.
Because of one stupid guy's comments.
Well, I
want to
play it, but I want to put my wallet where my mouth is and not.
So what if one of us were to rent or buy it and bring it over here?
I'll do it.
Because for me, it's more of like my time equals my wallet and less of like my actual money.
Oh, so this is your wallet in
abstract. Better things for you to be playing is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. I'd rather be spending money or time on things that aren't Tomb Raider because of Tomb Raider's poor
money. So you're boycotting Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'll play it for you.
You just hate women.
Twice.
That's fine.
You know.
You hate female
boycotting Tomb Raider since I saw the very first one.
I'm the only one who always plays as a female protagonist. You guys are giving me shit
sexist
about that
like
all
PlayStation.
No, I don't care about that.
Sexiest like PlayStation.
No, you're sexist.
Are you kidding me? I'm always a chick.
I want to be a chick. Chicks have no.
Hey. You guys think Sony's sexist?
What was Sony?
I'm not being that chick character just to see a chick in a skimpy outfit.
Yeah, just staring at somebody's ass the whole, like.
I mean, I love third-person games, but no.
Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah, I was about to say.
That's a great man ass.
Mm-hmm. He's old and he's got a great ass.
Yeah. Well, 35 years old.
Yeah.
Was there any cameo from Solid?
Not that I know of. There was a Metal Gear Solid 4 character that made a cameo that was pretty rad, but I feel like Metal Gear is toying. In that regard, they're getting dangerously close to Final Fantasy 13 territories.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, wouldn't it be cool to see these adolescent children grown up and kind of hot?
Right.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yes.
Yeah. And the answer is yes.
That's how you it's Final super Fantasy? Cool.
Final Fantasy 13.
That's how you. Oh, okay.
It's like Resident Evil 6. Like Sherry Bergen. It's got it going on.
Hey, hey.
Bracket thing.
another bracket for me to lose that?
Yes.
Are we doing more brackets?
Yeah, I was going to. I mean, last year we did it in June. Andy.
I don't know what this is.
Last year we did a bracket style tournament where we would show down against each other.
Okay.
In a randomly selected video game.
Okay.
And you could win that trophy right there of that golden NES cartridge.
What game are we playing?
Well, that's how
everybody brings game. Well, this was last year, I suppose.
Yeah, last year what we did was everybody submitted two video games with criteria as to how the match would go down. So, for example, you could say like, as simple as it's Street Fighter 2, a 1v1 match, standard couple games.
Now, do you vote or is it randomly selected?
Randomly selected.
So I could bring a racing game.
But you wouldn't be able to get that.
Right.
Somebody else might get
that. So everything goes into a hat. We pick who plays who, and then we pick what gets played for each one of those matches.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, a strategic thing to do would be you could say, I'm really good at this game. I want to submit this game as part of the tournament because the chances I might get it and then I might win and move on to the next round. Or you could troll it.
Really hard game.
And bring something that everybody else is bad at.
Yeah, or something you're really bad at too and just be like, nobody is good at this and then I'll eliminate some people.
Right.
So
it doesn't matter though, because I mean, look at who hosted it last year, and look who has the trophy this year. So it's all rigged anyway.
It's a conspiracy.
So if you want to challenge the conspiracy, you're welcome to.
Wait, if I brought a racing game, that would be both of those things, wouldn't it?
Conspiracy?
No, something I'm really good at, and also everybody else is terrible at.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
On guard, sir.
Oh, really?
I've played racing games in my day.
I have a need for speed.
I played racing games in my day.
I have the need for speed, sir.
Okay.
When you were just sucking on your mother's teat, I was playing racing games all the time.
I was playing F1 when I was a kid.
I was actually racing mom. Or
I was racing your mother's teat.
Was that some sort of sex thing?
I was a teat racer back in the day. If the only stipulation is you need to own the game and or acquire it in a very short amount of time for reasonable prices, and then it needs to be something we can record on video.
I can maybe bring back a Sega CD fighting game.
I have a Sega CD.
He does.
Yeah,
I was like, what is that? What is that thing sitting underneath
your
TV there?
Oh, and then it also can't be stupid. Like, you can't be like...
score a bazillion points.
Right, like... yeah, you can't first do one, like two. Gran Turismo marathon race of 38 ugh. Laps that each lap takes 1 hour.
I don't have a PS3, so
that's the only thing holding Andy back right now.
There's no Gran Turismo. No, I.
He loves those racing sims. Let me tell you,
watching a Gran Turismo marathon race was what kept me away from racing games for almost 10 years. Just seeing somebody, and then they had hired a driver to do it, and I did not understand the point of that.
How about some like The Sims? Anyone ever brought The Sims to this? Like first one to a CEO PC. Of the corporation. Like,
The Sims. Yeah, let's just bring us. Let's bring all Sims games. 3?
Yeah, let's have a Sims championship.
Yeah, there you go.
So
Sim Ant.
look forward to that
Sim Safari.
If we end up doing. Well, when we end up doing the bracket, whoever ends up being a part of that, I've got a roster built out right now. So start thinking about your games that you want to have a part of this thing and how you're going to nefariously strategize to take us all down and take my trophy from my hands.
What about Diablo 3?
It has to be something we
first one to so level 50.
No PCs.
Well, there's multiplayer. There's PvP in Diablo 3.
Well, nobody has.
It can't be a PC.
It's got to be a console game that we can record and be. Everyone's on a level playing field.
I understand. That's true. That would kind of suck to bring a character in that would just.
Oh, you've never played this game? I wait.
Oh, yeah. I have a level 60. Yeah. Anyway.
What's up, Matt?
Nothing. I was going to say something really stupid.
Go for
please
it.
Go no, for it. No. Yeah, this is the time of the podcast where no one's listening.
On. No, now you just ruined the moment.
But I've said so many stupid things.
You know what, Andy?
Help me out.
I had a level playing field with your mom last night.
Oh, boom!
Leveled playing
field. And that's what we're going out on.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. So, thanks, guys. Seriously, episode 105 in the bag. It's been forever since we've done one of these, so... we'll figure out when the next one's going to be. Keep your eyes on,
I don't know, Facebook.
The stars. Thanks, Andy. Thanks, stars. Matt. Thanks, Ryan. See you guys again.